Currently, no identification is required to vote in Virginia, though if a voter does not have ID, they have to sign a sworn statement pledging that they are who they say. Falsifying this is a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison or a $10,000 fine. Under the new legislation, voters without identification must vote on a provisional ballot. Republicans say the bill will help prevent voter fraud. Democrats say the change is unnecessary and will make it needlessly difficult for many citizens to vote. Republican Delegate Tim Hugo of Fairfax.
It's not hard to find cases right here in Virginia. 2007, the ex-mayor of Wise, voter fraud. 2009, the ex-sheriff in Petersburg, voter fraud. It happens. We're just trying to make sure that the right person wins. Our attorney general won a Senate race a couple years ago by 90 votes. A friend of mine on the other side of the aisle, I think the gentleman from Fairfax, Mr. Scott, won his race a couple decades ago by one vote. What we are attempting to do is to protect the integrity of the ballot. We are not trying to disenfranchise anybody. We just want to make sure every proper vote is counted, because sometimes it's that close and we want to get it right.
Democratic Delegate Mark Sickles of Fairfax.
HB 9 is a bill that's going to make it harder to vote for a lot of people, and it imposes an unfunded mandate on our localities. The number of provisional ballots cast is going to skyrocket. Local government pays for the canvasses, and it's going to cause people who want to have their vote to count to return a second time. If you're in a rural county and you have a precinct that's within 10 miles of you, you'll probably have to drive much further than that to get to the central absentee ballot place. This is a hardship that's beyond measure. I don't think this is going to withstand scrutiny at the Justice Department. We're still a Voting Act right state.
Democratic Delegate Charnell Herring of Alexandria.
This is a sad day for Virginia and for voting rights. Arguments can be made at the other side that they're trying to protect the integrity of the voting process, but the reality is that the process works. And I think we are certainly turning back the hands of time. We've progressed, we've moved forward, we've healed scars, but right now they're taking the scab off. And I think about those who have fought for voting rights before me, Martin Luther King, even the Patriots, and we can go back to Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. Those individuals spilled their blood for freedom and for the right to vote. And just think about it. Our sworn word, our oath about who we are, is no longer acceptable to those on the other side. They said we want to make sure that the right person is voting. I think there's more behind those words. It's really amazing that we are stopping people from voting when, in fact, all our registered voters don't even come out to vote. That's what we should be talking about. Our conversation today on the floor needed to have been, how do we get more people to vote? It is very shocking that the other side would want to suppress, to prevent people from showing up at the polls. The only thing I can think that they have a motivation is the upcoming presidential election. And I'm looking at the timing, and that is probably what's going on.
The House voted yesterday 66-28 to advance the bill to a final vote today. A Senate companion bill has also passed committee. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.